Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something truly beautiful happening in homes all around the world. Parents like you are asking, how can I help my child become someone who inspires and encourages others? How can I nurture their natural ability to be a positive influence? And I want you to know, this question alone tells me something wonderful about you. You're already thinking about the kind of person your child is becoming, and that's beautiful. Let me tell you something the magic book taught me. You're 4 or 5 years old. They're already capable of being a positive influence on others. Right now, today. Isn't that amazing? I've seen it happen in playgrounds, in classrooms, in living rooms just like yours. A little one notices their friend is sad and offers them a favorite toy. Another child sees someone struggling to build a tower and says, "You can do it. I believe in you." These moments of inspiration and encouragement are already happening, and you get to nurture this beautiful gift. Now, I know what some parents might be thinking. My child is still learning to share. They're still figuring out their own big feelings. How can they possibly inspire others? And here's what I want you to understand. Being a positive influence doesn't mean your child has to be perfect. It doesn't mean they never struggle or make mistakes. In fact, the research shows us something truly wonderful. When children are learning to navigate their own emotions and relationships, they're actually developing the very skills that will help them encourage and inspire their friends. Dr. Lisa Fluck, a brilliant researcher at the University of Wisconsin, studied preschool children just like yours. She discovered that when children are taught kindness practices and empathy skills, they show significant improvements in social competence. They become better at understanding others' feelings, at offering help, at being the kind of friend who lifts others up. And here's the most encouraging part. The children who started with lower social skills, they showed the biggest improvements. That means every child, no matter where they're starting from, can develop this beautiful capacity to inspire and encourage others. The magic book whispers this truth to me all the time. Children learn how to be positive influences primarily through one powerful method. They watch you. They observe how you treat others with kindness. They notice when you encourage someone who's struggling. They see you model empathy and compassion, and they think, oh, this is how we treat people. This is how we make the world a little brighter. Experts from the National Association for the Education of Young Children tell us that when adults model warm, respectful behavior consistently, children naturally develop the ability to do the same. It's like planting seeds of kindness in their hearts. You water those seeds every time you speak gently to someone, every time you help a neighbor, every time you say encouraging words to your child or to others. And those seeds, they grow into something beautiful. So how can you nurture your child's ability to inspire and encourage others? Let me share some gentle, research-backed strategies that the magic book and I have discovered. First, celebrate when you notice your child being kind or encouraging. When your little one says something supportive to a friend or offers to help someone, pause and acknowledge it. You might say, "I noticed you told your friend they could do it. That was so encouraging. Your words helped them feel brave." When children understand that their kindness matters, that their words have power to lift others up, they want to do it more. Second, model the language of encouragement in your own home. Instead of just praising the outcome, celebrate the effort. You worked so hard on that puzzle. I can see you trying different pieces. You didn't give up. When your child hears this kind of encouraging language from you, they learn to use it with others. They become the friend who says, "Keep trying, you're doing great." And that, my friend, is leadership in its most beautiful form. Third, create opportunities for your child to help others. This doesn't have to be complicated. Maybe they help set the table for dinner. Maybe they water the plants. Maybe they hold the door for someone. Each small act of helpfulness teaches them that they have gifts to share with the world. They learn that they can make a difference, even in small ways. And that understanding, that they have something valuable to offer, is the foundation of being a positive influence. Fourth, read stories together that show characters inspiring and encouraging each other. Stories are such powerful teachers, my friend. When children see characters in stories being kind, being brave, being encouraging to their friends, they learn what that looks like. They see the impact one person can have on another, and they think, "I want to be like that." I want to be someone who helps my friends feel brave and strong. Speaking of stories, let me tell you about one that the magic book and I think you'll love. It's called The Listening Heart Center, and it's about two friends named Ethan and Sophia who discover a magical volunteer center. In this story, they learn something truly wonderful. They learn that quiet listening helps them understand how to best help others. They discover that everyone has special gifts to share with their community, and when they listen to their hearts, they can find their unique way to make a difference. This story is perfect for your 4 or 5 year old because it shows that being a positive influence starts with understanding and empathy. It's not about being the loudest or the strongest. It's about listening, caring, and discovering your own special way to help. After you read this story together, you might ask your child, "What special gifts do you have that could help your friends?" This opens up such a beautiful conversation about their unique strengths and how they can use them to encourage others. The magic book also taught me this. When children feel seen, valued, and encouraged themselves, they naturally want to offer that same gift to others. So make sure you're filling your child's cup with your own words of encouragement. Tell them you notice their kindness. Celebrate their efforts. Let them know that you believe in them. When they feel that warmth and support from you, they have so much more to give to others. Research from Michigan State University reminds us that parents and caregivers are the most powerful role models in children's lives. Your child is watching how you treat the cashier at the grocery store, how you speak to your partner, how you respond when someone makes a mistake. Every interaction is a lesson in how to treat people. And when you consistently model kindness, empathy, and encouragement, your child learns that this is how we move through the world. This is how we make it better. Here's something else that's truly beautiful. When you nurture your child's ability to inspire and encourage others, you're not just helping them develop social skills. You're helping them discover their purpose. You're teaching them that they matter, that their words and actions have power, that they can make someone's day brighter just by being kind. And that understanding, my friend, that's a gift that will serve them for their entire life. So tonight, or tomorrow, or whenever feels right, try this. Notice one moment when your child shows kindness or encouragement to someone. It might be tiny. It might be as simple as sharing a toy or saying a kind word. And when you notice it, celebrate it. Tell them you saw it. Tell them it mattered. Watch how their face lights up when they realize that their kindness is seen and valued. And if you're looking for more stories that teach these beautiful lessons about helping others, discovering purpose, and being a positive influence, you'll find them in the Book of Inara app. The Magic Book and I have gathered so many stories that show children what it looks like to inspire, encourage, and lift others up. Stories about friendship, kindness, empathy, and discovering the special gifts each of us has to share. My wonderful friend, you're doing something truly beautiful by thinking about how to nurture these qualities in your child. The fact that you're here, learning, growing, seeking ways to help your child become someone who inspires others, that tells me everything I need to know about the kind of parent you are. You're thoughtful. You're intentional. You're raising a child who will make the world brighter. Keep modeling kindness. Keep celebrating their encouraging words. Keep creating opportunities for them to help and to discover their gifts. And most of all, keep filling their cup with your own love and encouragement so they have plenty to share with others. The Magic Book and I are always here for you, cheering you on every step of the way. Until our next adventure together, with love and starlight, Inara.